Yitin Chavdal Tevez Eitav Shilamit Test,
January 23, 1979, on Tuesday. מה יכול להיות לסם חסם סמי חנה אין לי עוד דבר so גימור עשה so the mission says that if somebody is really get the art of soil he doesn't have to see what however if somebody contested so then you have to be mikayim then it has to be mikayim by two aim the regular way so what does it mean mishol beirin nothing in the yachod is not because in Nidechot, if Nidechot is allowed, then it has no significance at all. Only if two Eidim are Me'are. If two Eidim are Me'are. So if two Eidim are Me'are, so how can two other Eidim be Mekayimet? It will still be Tayyut Tayyut. So you might say, the Yod Baal. So Yod Baal. Now, there is a Machleket Rishayim. When the Baal is Me'are. Most Rishayim say that even when the Baal is Me'are, and get it only possible in the Rabbah. But in the Rai say, it doesn't become possible. The Shittas Rambam is that the get is possible with the rice. Now the question is, where is the get is the Rambam? What if when the Baal is married, so the get is possible with the rice. So how is it that when the Shliach does say before the Achdam, so then if the Baal subsequently is married, so we ignore the year of the Baal. If it is only Rabbanon, as most Rishonim say, so you understand? So the Chachamim gave the Mones to Nidachot the Shliach. But if when the Baal is married, then they get his bottom of the right, say, so even if the Shliach did say, how can the testimony of the Shliach, who is only a Nidachot, counteract a new world that is affected by the right? It's affected by the right. So we have to say, that according to the Rambam, of course, a shliach is nemon when he says before the for the nechtam, not because a special kud, but even midraise he has nemonis. Why? Because the gita is mechiyacholom. So in other words, so the shliach is considered as a bal hashtar. Now when the nisho produces a get. So Beis Din gives her a heter to get married. On what basis? But in Dovah Shebe'er Boruch Mishnayim, the answer is because the get testifies. But the get doesn't testify unless there is a Baal Ashtar, who is tapeless in the Shtar. Let's say the get is on the table, so it doesn't mean anything. But only the Yishe produces the get. So then it's a riot. If a Malveh produces a Shtar Ovoye, then it's a Raya. But if the Shtar is on the table, there is no Bala Shtar, who is famous in the Shtar. So then, the Shtar doesn't testify in respect to anything. It's only when there is a Bala Shtar, a famous Shtar. So in Melee, the reason is why, if the Shliach testifies before the Echtu, before the Echtu, so then the Baal cannot be married, and the question is, Monefshach, if without the testimony by the Shliach, so the Baal Zio would be effective with the Raise, so how can the testimony by the Shliach, who is only in Dechod, overcome, counteract the Yiru that is affecting the Baal? The answer is, because if the Shliach produces the get, and he says he is a Shliach, so it's Gitei Mechiyach Olam. So he is also a Baal Ashtar. And we see in the Gemara in Oemeya, that's a Manali. I don't want to go into the Gemara. It's a very complicated sugya. If Baal Eman be Kogun, Mishon Mishim on the Gerashim, Min Emon, Rabun Amar Baal Nemon, Rabchiz Amar Shomish Nemon, Rabun Amar Baal Nemon, Dibisadu Gerash Yav, and Yelayim Lidav Yelayim, Rabchiz Amar Shomish Nemon. And we pass like Rav Chisde. Do Ehme. So here Rav Chisde says the Chomish is Memon even when he's contradicted by the Baal. when the Baal says, Lipikon. So the Gemara says, Dohen. So the Asar Mishen will explain Dohen that there is an undele, that when the Baal turned over the gift to the Shliach, so it was his intention that he should be turned over, he should give a Shli, the Shliach will say later that it's Ligeyash. That is Ligeyash. So, but that's the way some Rishayim explain it. And then, but the other Rishayim will explain it, and this is probably the Shita Saramba, that the Pshat Tohemda means that, in other words, he becomes a Balashta. And if he becomes a Balashta, so Mele, it's given the Chiyachol. The get is only testifies if the Balashta produces it. But if the Baal HaShtar doesn't produce it, if the guest is on the table, it doesn't testify anything. It's not about anything. So the Pshat Tohemde is that the Shliach is a Baal HaShtar. And if he's a Baal HaShtar, so the Melech, there is the bill of Shtores on everything that the Shliach says. So if the Shliach says that before the Dechtam, that it wasn't forged, so the Melech, the Shtar itself corroborates his testimony. So it's Mevarim the Raisim. So it's Mevarim the Raisim. And the Gemara says, that the only reason why the Shliach is Lemon is because Kim Shtores is only the Rabbanon. So the Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. If there hadn't been a Alochem in the Raisim, or Vein Machzu, Ashtar, Lashkach, Mesme Bezen, then the Shtar, if it's not the Stein by Eidim, is not Mevarim anything. But in view of the fact that with the Raisim, even without Kiyum, so there is a loch of nachi or isom ibezen. So mele the shtar itself is mevarav everything. So when the shliach testifies and the shliach is a baal hashtar, so mele we say gitim echiyacholov, and the get is mevarav. It corroborates the testimony of the shliach. So it's a biyom in the raise because it's a biyom of shnores. So that's why the Rambam says that in the baal. If the Baal is Ma'ar and the Shliach didn't say anything, so then he can pass on the Shtar, the Baal. But if the Shliach does say, and the Shliach is also a Baal Shtar, then we say, Gitim Echiyacholo. And the Get itself corroborates the testimony of the Shliach. So it's a deal in the life. Alright, now. But most Rishayim say that when the Baal is Ma'ar, it is only possible the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is as possible the Raisi. Now, Rabbi Avigdor Shita is, now most Rishonim hold this same thing in regard to other stories also. Suppose there is a Shtar Oboye, and then the Leve is Me'arel, says it's Mizuye. So according to most Rishonim, it's only possible the Rambam. It's not possible the Raisi. Now the Rambam doesn't say anything in regard to Abba Shloris. He doesn't say, but Rabbi Avigdor says, what the Rambam says in regard to Get, that if the Baal is Ma'ariel, so the Get is possible to raise, the Rambam doesn't say anything, he doesn't commit himself in regard to Abba Shloris. Suppose a lady says in the Shtar Alvoy is Mizuyim, is the Get possible to raise or not? So it's Mistada. Since the Rambam says it in regard to Get, so he'll say the same thing in regard to show Shtores also. But Rabbi Avigdor, he says explicitly, in regard to all Shtores, that if the label, let's say, says Mizuyev, so then the get is possible to rise. So the get is possible to rise. In other words, and the Rabbi Avigdor says it in regard to get to. So why is it Emon? So as Rav Chaim says, on the basis of a Baal HaShtar, and the Dechot is not Emon. So why the Baal Emon? Because he's the Baal HaShtar. So, for the same reason, so the Levi can also be Ma'arim according to the Rambam, even though the Rambam does not discuss it. So we don't have to say that the Pshat Rabbi Avigdor is, if the Levi is Ma'arim and says Misuyev, so the get the Shtar is bottle, because he's a Valdomo. Because the Rabbi Avigdor says the same thing in regard to get too. And by get, the Baal is not the Valdomo. As the Rambam says, Sheino Yishok Idinim, Shinim Yirashim Idinim Romanes. So it's on the basis of Baal HaShtar. So when Rabbi Avigdor mentions that deen in regard to get and regard to other stories, that if The Rebbe says Mizuyev, so we get the Shtar is Moshe Mereise. If the Baal says Mizuyev, the Shtar is Moshe Mereise, it's on the, so the oneness of the Rebbe or the Baal is on the basis of the fact that he's a Baal Shtar. Alright. Now, Tesves, Smechane, Smechane, Shepes Rachsime, the Rebbe has a Shishish. And here on the Baal, we are adding here the Rikuchets. Shebo Yisho Mitrev Meh, Kidavim Yerushalmi. But, as other Rishayim point out, we mentioned it many times, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ram, there is a fundamental difference between the Nero of the Baal and the Nero of the Rikuchets. When the Baal is married, so he can be miyaking the Yisho from getting married, unless it's the sky. But when the Rikuchets are married, who are the Rikuchets? The Rikuchets are the Aroni Balivoim in regard to the truth of Yarol Kuches, in regard to the Ksume, but in regard to the status of the Isha, whether she is allowed to get married or not. So the Kuches are not different than any other person from the street. Now, can a person from the street prevent the woman from getting married? Of course not. Yod Had has no significance, Yod Had. But the Yod of the Likeach is affecting Viteras Baldovo. Now, the Likeach is certainly not a Baal Ashtar, but the Likeach is a Baal Dovah, is an interested party. If the Isha tries to collect from the Likuches the Sode, so then the Likeach, if he contests that it's Mizuyev, so then Bezdin cannot collect from the Likuches. So, why? Because he's only a Baal Dovah. The Likeach is only Baludovo vis-a-vis the trip from the Lukas, the collection from the Lukas, but vis-a-vis the status of the woman, so the Likeach is not different than any other person from the street. He's just an Idaho. So that is mentioned by Rishayim, and it's in Dovah Pashut. Now, we discussed some time ago that there are three shittas in regard to a get that is not handled through a shittah. If the get is delivered to a shliach, so then the Mishnah says, it all depends. If the shliach delivers it from Chutz Loretz, he has the same for Yaakov for Yaakov. And if the shliach delivers it from Yaakov for Yaakov, he doesn't have the same for Yaakov for Yaakov. How about the case of a get where it's not delivered to a shliach, where the Baal himself hands over the get to the Ish? So we have three sheets. The sheet of Rashi is the sheet of Rashi, of course they are the looking for many Rashis. But the one Rashi that is explicit is that from David. Is that from David. That's the more says, for Yishat will be your Kito, who will watch it to the Cholema, so the more has the Kashi, that from David and David, right after the first two dots. Yisho will be the Kito Yodi, Lashalo,
Then it's called a beer for Eino, El Rai Baalme, Vilomo Lima for an actor of Lashliach. So Rashi Shite is explicitly mentioned that where there is no Shliach in Baal, when the Isha herself produces a get, then there is no requirement of Pranachtam, no requirement of Kiyum, nothing. And it is assumed that Teisa Shite is also like that. Because Teis V'Shit is not like Rashi. However, the Divorce says that Teis V'Shit is not like Rashi. But Rashi Shite beyond a shadow of a doubt is that way. That when is there a requirement of Ponechtam for Ponechtam? So, in other words, some sort of Kiyum, because the Ponechtam for Ponechtam is the Kiyum. Only when it's delivered in Chutz Loretz to a Shliach. But if it's not delivered to a Shliach, the Isha herself produces the get, so then there is no need of Kiyum, there is no need of Ponechtam, Ponechtam, nothing. And Lichluk, Teisa Shiti, is also like that. Because Teisa says,
ומישהו עובר מסתכל את עצמו, אבל בכל זמן הוא לא עושה בא לומר הניסת על פי הגט, ותנין המזוי אבן שמגיעים להכיר רבות. אבל הוא מתנין מזוי. However, the Rebosh, the Jewish of the Rebosh, he says that this Rishit is not right. How is this Rishit? That's also true. But Rashi Shita is certain. Now, then there is the Shita of the Raimed, and the Shita of the Raimed is, the Shita of the Raimed is that when Misha produces a debt, so then it's more humble than when it is delivered to a Shliach. If it is delivered to a Shliach, then we don't need regular edikim. So the Shliach himself has to authenticate it, has to be the Kaimet, and he is now. But the Halakoches, it requires authentication, verification, by the Shliach himself. Mashiachim, the Isha herself produces a get. So then it's like all other stories. Just like a shtar that is produced by a malde. So will Besdin collect from the layman? No! Besdin will tell the malde, you want us to collect, to recover for you. From the layman's nechosin, so the burden is upon you to produce two edim who will notarize the signatures of the shtar alvoy. So here too, if according to the rabbi, if the nisha produces a get, maybe out is spoil and maybe chutzlot. So Besdin will tell her, you want a psagdin from us, a certificate, that you can get married to anyone you want. So you have to produce a key. Otherwise, we are not giving you a psag. Have to get married. That's the shit of the maybe out is spoil, maybe chutzlot. So in other words, so when it is handled for Shliach, so then the alochim, then it's mokah. So then, if it is handled through a shliach in Chutz Lo'et, so we don't need to edikim, but the shliach is there. And if it is handled through a shliach in Eretz Yisrael, so then we don't need anything. But if the Isha herself produces again, baby Eretz Yisrael, baby Chutz Lo'et, so she has to produce edikim. So it's the biggest mark. And the same thing, the Raimat says, we got to Shtar Shechov. Get Shecho, because Shtar Shecho is the same aloche as get. So if a Shliach Liloche delivers a Shtar Shecho from Chutz Lo'etz, it's the same for that. If a Shliach Liloche delivers a Shtar Shecho in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have that. That's mentioned explicitly. But how about an Eved who produces a Shtar Shecho? It's not an influential Shliach. So the Shliach Rambam is, being there, being the Chutz Lo'etz, So he doesn't have to say for that for Nechtam, and we don't require the kill. We don't require the kill. So the Raimed is chaylik. The Raimed is chaylik in two places, but he's magich in Ilches Avodim. When you face הלכת גיר שלו חברי, זה רמב״ם says, הוא הציע גם את החסיון לבוא מגרש לבית, הוא גוזר, אבי זה נמנס, ותינו סבי, אבל פי שאין נשאול, לא שבאר. כל סבר, ראי מצל, איבר אני שיסקאי בחיצפון, אבל פי שאין יוסר אוויר, יסקאי בחיצפון, so it's more homo than get, it's strange, I mean, so in other words, so it's more homo than get out the shliach. Get out the shliach doesn't require יסקאי בחיצפון. Only in חוץ מהורס, it requires קימה או בישליח, in the soul not in that. But get that is produced by Nisha herself, it's not delivered to a Shliach, requires regular key. Regular key. And the Raivet is more marri in the Ilchas Avodim. So if the Ilchas Avodim Aloche Zayin, the Rambam says, Kishayim Shoritzo Atzmo Mivir Gito Vinitzricho Likayme Hoil Vaget Hitzik Tachasyodo כך אוהבת, ששתרשיך או יצא תחשיודי, אין צורך לכאן. אומר אברום, זה הדרך הילך על דרך ליטי, לפי דתי, כי הוא מפורש. מה שאומר אברום, אין שלכבוד הכתוביון המגר שלו, שאין צריכו לכאן. ואין זה הדרך נוחת בינינו, וכהיכו מצינו משטר שקורא לו בירה, שאין בו לא יקיר, ואין די מה שאין צורך קיר, עד שיהיה לו, מנורת מסליס לעבור את קומה, או מנותנה מקומה, צריכו שגיר פודח ובודח אתם, שלא איתו מביאו, והמים רק שלו עם לכבוד הגיטוריון יגר שלו. Now, what's the rayon? The Rambam does the Gemore that put out. Because the Gemore has the kasha with the Mishneh. Isha asked me to be a Gito, what she's still living for that for next time. The Gemore makes the question, Isha lichbot gitoyon yigar shlo? So Kasha explains it. So there should be no need for that for next time.
She can burn it and everything. I mean, the moment she produces it before Bezin. So then Bezin will immediately give her a Pturah, a certificate, that she can get married, and then she can even burn the get. Then, so this is how Rashi explains. So the Rambam also explained the Kashmir more that way. And the Raimed was very cognizant of the fact that the Rambam's locker for this halacha is that the Mored Apodalit, Isha Melwotim Kittel Nodi Gashi. So he says, what kind of a Kashi is it? You look at me, come out, still stealing for that of Nechtan. So he told me, you, we took a Likami, but am I actually with what you have in Gashi? But that Mazek, we came, we saw some more, what was in Skip Kim, we bought him Yahoo Bao. We hope it's going to kill. Vasek Omeire, Vasek Omeire, Shahti Moyare, Tim Hadi and Shishi is heaven. We will kill again. And what I told before is the Gerachachas. What is the Gerachachas? What is the Lord of Precious? We should be going to kill the Gashot. The Rabbi doesn't say, what the Gerachachas is. What the Gerachachas is. But the Rabbi explains the Gerachachas and then he mentions that in the name of the Baal Mishorim, that he said that Pshat. Anyway, so he says that the Derech HaCheres of the Raimed is, here the Mishnah says, Ishat will be a Gito, who will watch it for the Nechdam. But if the Ish is saying for the Nechdam, so it's a fat pig, she's the menace, so the Mores Kashi is, even if the Ish is saying for the Nechdam, she should not be the menace. Because who is Nemo to say for Nachum for the Nechta? Even though he's not doing anything for the Nechot. A Shliach is Nemo. A Shliach is Nemo. A Shliach of the Baal is Nemo. He, the Chachomim, gave the Mones. Masha'im came, the Ish herself, she should not be the menace to say before Nachum for the Nechta. So even before Nachum for the Nechta, she should not be allowed to get married. In other words, just the reverse of Rashi's Pshat. According to Rashi, so the Kashi of Gemara is, why is it necessary for the Ish to say for Nachum? According to the Raimed, the Kashi of Gemara is, Ish is more to Gitl Yodi Garshalo. And it has nothing to do with her testimony. By when the Shia was there, so that was the Takonis Chachomi. That the Ish becomes Migoreshes only if the Shia couples it with that testimony. The handing over of the get, he couples with that testimony. So it's never. But only Shliach has the Mones. But the Ish's testimony for Nachum and Nechtam has no significance. So even if she says it for Nachum and Nechtam, she should not be allowed to get married. That's the Derech HaChetz. And then many of the Shemim say that in the name of the Raimed, apparently. They knew, I mean, that this is how the Raimed explained the Gemara. Otherwise, they wouldn't say that the Pshat the Raimed. So the Raimed Shiti is at the other pole of Rashi Shiti and the Rambam Shiti. Rashi Shita and the Rambam Shita is that when an Isha herself produces a get, if it's not handled through the medium of a Shliach, then we don't need anything, we don't require anything. Baby, I'll just follow in the Chutzpah. And the Raimed Shita is, on the contrary, that where a Shliach is not involved, then it's much more humble. Then, Getisho has the same deen as Olam Shores. Then we require a real kiyum. Real kiyum. And without real kiyum, she cannot get married. Bein the chutzlaret, bein the atosor. Then, the Rebosh mentions in the name of the Rashbo, and I mean, we can see, I mean, even though the Rashbo doesn't say it explicitly, but there are two, you can deduce that from two Rashbos, from combining two Rashbos. But the Rebosh says that that's the sheet of the Rashbo, and he agrees with that sheet, and he says that that's the sheet of the results, and the only Rishenim, who are chilek, is Rashi Rav. That's all it says. And Tetzvah is not. He agrees with the Shita. But the Shita of the Rashbo is as follows. That if the Yishe produces a get in the Eretz Yisrael, so just as the Chachamim didn't require before the Nechtam, in the Eretz Yisrael, when he's delivered to a Shliach, so what if for Nechtam? That's also Kiyum. It's Kiyum. It's a kiyum that is done by an idachot, by the shliach. But it's kiyum. So the Takonis Chachomim was that in the Eretz Yisrael, where there are any mitzvah l'kaimei, we don't need any kaimei. And in Chutz Lo'aretz, where there are any mitzvah l'kaimei, we do have any kaimei. So in Mele, the Rashi Shiti is as follows. In Chutz Lo'aretz, So the Chachamim require Kiyum. But when the Shliach delivers it from Chutz Lo'aretz, then it is enough if the Shliach himself is Mekayim. If he says before Lech Kufa Lech. However, if the Yishe produces Iget, then we require Kiyum. If she produces it in Chutz Lo'aretz. But if an Yishe produces Iget, in the Eretz Yisrael, so just as the Chachamim didn't require before Nechtam, before Nechtam. Well, what's before Nechtam, before Nechtam? That's a new of Giyu. So, why? Because they didn't receive the Kanyu. So they didn't, for the same reason, they didn't require regular Giyu when the Isha herself produces it. And Teisve, and therefore the Bosch says that Teisve Shite is also like that. Because even though Teisve is not basis, the Mishra of Eretz Chaim Chizmol, Abba Kosman was a Baal of Nare, Nises al Piaget, with Tanina Mizuye, Mishu Dina Tel Rabonon. So he says, the Mishu Dina Tel Rabonon. So Teitzves has reference to the Mishne. What does the Mishne refer to? To a get that is delivered by Shriach from Eretz Yisrael. So the Mele, in Eretz Yisrael, because they didn't really kind of, the Chachomim didn't require it. But in Chutz Lo'aretz, Teitzves will agree, the Rebosh says. Anyway, so whatever Teitzves she takes is Pashtis, Haloshit of Teisves is not much like that, but the Rebosh says. But one thing is sure, that according to Rashi and Rambam, so when the Isha produces the get, whether it's not Son or Chutz Lo'aretz, there is no need of Kiyum. According to the Raivet, when the Isha herself produces the get, whether it's not Son or Chutz Lo'aretz, there is a requirement of Kiyum. According to Rashi, if the Isha herself produces the get for Chutz Lo'aretz, there is a requirement of Kiyum. Because it needs to be kind. But if the Isha herself produces the get out of the soil, since it needs to be kind, and for the same reason that they didn't require the Shriach to be kind, so they didn't require any Kiyum when the Isha herself produces the get. These are the three sheets. Now, how does the Rashbo explain? So on one hand, the Rashbo, here, now the Gemara, he says the same thing the Teisa says, that means. The Teisa says that means. That in other words, that the Mishubina Kil Rabbah. But here he talks about the get that was executed and sent over from Eretz Yisrael. But then, in the Gemara that for Dalek, which is reference to the case where Elisha produces a get in Chutz Lo'aretz, and the Gemara has the Kashi, Elisha Mechbot, the Gita Yoni Garshalo, so Rashi explained the Kashi, so why is there a need for before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam? So the Rashbo explains a different way. Not like Rashi, and not like the Ravid, but he has a third pshat. Here the Mishnah says, "Uisha Atzman v'Yagito, uvil vachet tzrichlim for nachum for nechtam." So that means that the testimony for the nechtam, for nechtam by the Isha, is a condition preceding to the gerushin of the Isha. That's true when the Isha is divorced by Shliach, for Shliach. So then the Rakhon Chachom was that if the Shliach did not say for Nechtam, so then it is Me'akim Yerush. Masha'im Kim, but the Gemara's Kashi is, but here, how can the testimony of the Shliach be Me'akim Yerush? True, she cannot get married unless she is Mekayemes. But suppose she produces the get. She produces the get. And then, she will ultimately be Mekayem. So in Mafreya, it will be determined that in Mafreya she was Megareshes. Masha'im came when Shliach delivers a get, so then it's not in Mafreya. She cannot be divorced until the Shliach says it for an after one. So that's the Gemara's Kashi. This is how the Rashi explains it. Oh, Isha Mechlot Yidu Yod Megareshes. Kosva Ramon Zah. של מי ששאגת את צדק עשו לא יחריש עם ארזיק כיסו מגרשת ואבו פי שנאגת מיקוי ונדיבה שתהיד את זה מכאן שאול חיון וקיצר להיות עיקר שאול ונצחו לא יכול להתף על נחתה שתקנו כמו תקיו וזה תהיד שהראשונים הוא ביקשו מאז דווקא באיזו דלת או מי ששאול בי שישי של ניסי עם פרושת נמנס ומי שאים שאול שישי 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 נמנס אלו so well that's no kashe over there the Mishnah doesn't mention a case when the Isha produces a get. So the Isha, the daily more talks on the case, deals with the case, where the Isha, where we know that the Isha originally was an Ishishish. She was rooted from a Cheskas Ishishish. And now she says, she tells us, she was in this Gavsha. And she doesn't produce a get. So there is an Emenes. If, let's say, she was not Ruth from Chatzkashish, we don't even know who she is, what she was, but she comes to a new place and she tells us she was married in the other place and then she got divorced. So then we say, let's say a woman comes over from Europe and we don't know anything about her and she tells us she was married in Europe and she divorced. So then we say, but if we know that she was married in Europe, and then now she comes and she says, my husband divorced me in Soviet Russia, so then she's not the menace, because there is no apeshos apeshitia. But where she produces a get, then the Gemara Yishuvos doesn't say anything that she's not the menace. But he mentions that in the Kashya. Elamasha omr, what he told not the Kashya. לא, לאו ממנו לכל שעקת יצאת הרשת נכי שטועי, ואפילו לא הכינו. אלו לפי ששאני לא נשאר מביא גיטו בנות רשת, עד שטוב בגיטו, ויצא מלפניח תפניח תם, ולפי חוכית שהוא, וכי אין לו איש שמתגרש את סוג בשבס או לבסני, ויצא מלפניח תפניח תם, ועל אם הכינוס תלו, אבל נסגר לשו. תו, שמאס את קיום, תו במיוורה. But what she is מיוורה, so she, then we know that she is מגרשת מפריה. מה שאין כן הוא נשמיע לו איזה גט, so the Amir and Farak will let them be the Rabbonon is Me'akim Migreshet. When does she become completely Migreshet sitting with the Rabbonon? Only when he says it for the Lechtam and the Lechtam. So why does the Mishneh base the effectiveness of the Gereshet upon her Amir? Her Amir is of no significance. But in the Chaname, she has to be Mivaret, and she has to be Mivaret for the Kiyo. So from this Rashbo into the period that the Rashbo agrees with Raimel. But then the Rashbo here, the Pres, distinguishes between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. So the Rivor says, that means that the Rashbo distinguishes between a Nisho who produces a get in Chutz Laaretz and a Nisho who produces a get in Eretz Yisrael. When a Nisho produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, so the Melee for the same reason that they Shliach now from Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't have to say for that when they are done, because they need to be kind of, so the Nisho herself doesn't have to be kind of. Mashenkin, if she produces in Chutz Laaretz, so Shliach has to say for that when they are done, because they need to be kind of. So the Nisho herself produces a get in Chutz Laaretz, she also has to be kind of. These are the three sheets. Alright. Now, Lichlu gets mashma that most Rishonim agree with Rashi and Rabbi. If you go through the Rishonim, except the Raivet and the Rashbo, but they are divorced, the children, he says that most Rishonim agree with the Rashbo. Rashbo, Raivet, I mean, but only Rashi and the Rambam are the only two Rishonim, he says, who do not require anything. That's what a divorce is. It's strange, but this is what it is. Now, the next mission. Hamevi yakin le zayam, veli yochleim for that one nechta, im yo yishabayim miskai bechayim smo, lach di dinosh vichu avodi, shom yo melech lo meivi, vizu achna drochim, shom di dinosh vichu avodi, veli yochleim kodim mora, shom yo meivi yoleim for nechta, mai mi yochleim, ilim bechereish, chereish barasu yikidu, vatnan akotshirom vizaget chumichash vikobis, אמר רבי יסי, אמר מסיב בשנו של משפיקי יח, נסכרים את המנך, נלך את המעט של נשחק, איך הוא בנושא של לעבוד, תום רבונו, בשביל של רוחי, שוב בנושא של לעבוד, שוב הוא מלך הוא מייבי, בוא נגיד שוב הוא מלך הוא מייבי, ג'וס בזה ישו יחד, בגלל אישו, סו, כסף זה יקונח, הוא נלך את המייביז, Ashliach is to say for Nachum for Nechtam, because in which we can make, so here too, he has to say for Nechtam, or before I Nechtam, if someone is Ashliach or Ishtashiach. We hope that he is only Kusi, because of the notion of our body. Now Kusi, so what is Kai? Now, we pass from that, go with the call, if the man don't have the Kusi Kirense. This is how we pass, except that nowadays they have a din of goyim. But that was, when did they acquire a din of goyim? Only we made Rabbam and Rabbas. But prior to that, so according to Mandom HaKus and Kerem is saying, so they are regular Jews. A Kusi that is not a Kusi Chodea is certainly possible. Because he's Megorat and Yisroel Gomor and Amoret. So, is all gomor and aborel to his ene loyde git hob loyde mishne loyde acharet is posleides mit rabano. So the mele ikusi is also posleides. But if he's ikusi chaver, so then he's kosher leides. So by other stories, if there is one is ikusi, so it's posle. Even though the other lady is all gomor. Because by other stories there is no aloche. So maybe it's possible, let's say, if there are two signatories, one is the Yisrael Gomor, and one is the Kusi, so it's possible, it's Yishtar Avoy, Yishtar Matonik. So it's possible. Why? Because it's very likely, and most probably, the Kusi is not the Kusi Chodam, because the overwhelming majority of the Kusi are not Kusi Chaver, just a mute of the Kusi more Kusi Chaver. So maybe it's very likely that the Kusi is a Kusi Amoret, not a Kusi Chaver. Now, how is it that the Yisroel joined in? The answer is, the Yisroel might not have known, the co-signatory might not have known that the Kusi is his partner in signing the Shtar. And he still signed it because there is no requirement of an Inchismo, as I said, Mashem Kimban Yetish on Shtar Shifu. So there is a special Takonis Chachomim, that one aid is not allowed to affix his signature to a Yetish or to Shtar Shifu, unless the other aid is present and they sign the get or the Shtar Shifu together at the same time. So here we could not say that maybe the Yisroel Gomor signed it while not knowing, while he didn't know that his co-signatory is a Kusi. Because if he didn't know how he was allowed to sign, he's only allowed to sign together with the co-signatory. It's a special takonic. So obviously, the Israel, the co-signatory, so knew. If he knew, how did he sign? How did he join with the Kusi Amoret? So he probably made sure that the one who joined him, his co-signatory, was not an ordinary Kusi. He was a Kusi. Chaver, some mele, it's kosher, but that's only true. It was shavodim, but not other stories. Other stories, there is no aloche of an inchismo that we say. So that's his second common characteristics between getish and shavodim. A third common characteristic between shavodim is the whole story is in bachoish lechovim, bachoish lechovim. חובים שיירים, חוץ מלנוש משבוע עבודים, וכדים רבי עבר פה, רואים, אתם גזר איש, נשתה שחזר לעבדי, ועוד לא עזר משני ים יעזר, דיבר רב מאיר. So, the מחלק ביטוי רב מאיר, אם אתה חום ממי, זה על הקוושן, אז תראה את השתה שחור איזה סחוס, או שתה שחור איזה חיים. So, רב מאיר עשה, שתה שחור איזה סחוס, הוא אלה ג'יץ ביד רב יחיד. The Rabbonans say that it's Yischus. Reb Meira says, no, that Shtar Shichur is a Chei. Shtar Shichur is a Chei. Why is Shtar Shichur a Chei? So if the Rabbi was a Kayan, so he takes like an element of Chivo, because he becomes deprived of the opportunity to eat Rumo. But Reb Meira holds that even in the case where he's the oddness in Israel, so Shichur is a Chei. Why is it a Chei? I mean, what detriment is there? He becomes free, so that's the biggest advantage there is. And there is no detriment. So Yimoga says, because after the Fira Nichalei, and since as a result of the Chirus, he's not allowed to marry a Shichur, so in the middle it's a Chei. Because after the Fira Nichalei, so what does that mean? After the Fira Nichalei, well, that's not such a wonderful quality, the Fira Nichalei. The answer is, in order that something should be a schus, so it's not enough that on an ideal level it's a schus. On an ideal level, so Paz Mamelach Techu, my Muxumot, is the Uvatir Adomel is a schus. But people are not in that Matrevi on that level. So in Mele, because the Eved is not on that level, so in Mele it's considered a Chayim. In order to be a schus, so it must be a schus that is adapted to his nature and to his tendencies and to his lifestyle. And if it doesn't conform to his lifestyle and to his disposition and to his character, so then it's a chayimah. Anyway, that's the machleket between the Chachomim and Rameya as to whether Shtar Shichur is a schus or Shichur is a chayim. According to the Rabbonon, Shichur is a schus. So the Mele, if the Odin says to the Shliach, Tein shtal shichu zele abdi. So mele we apply the halacha of zochmal b'shalim b'fanov. So mele the shliach becomes a shliach with kabbalah devet. But according to me, I can't become a shliach with kabbalah devet because shichu is a chayv and the chokmah odol b'fanov. So only devet will designate him as his shliach. Then he can be shuchah by for the kabbalah by the shliach. Otherwise, now so these are the three common characteristics between Getisho and Shtasho. Now let's see the Rashi. Very strange Rashi. Why? Could be Rashi to come to Shmidas, or Shmidas, or Shmidas, come get to him a Koshdas, or you know Shmidas, or Shmidas, or Shmidas, for him, Bacho is a Chomi, Shmidas, or Ashton, is out the base, or Shmidas, 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 Now, here, let's go over the Mishnah. That, you know the base. Kol ha-shtor 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 That all stories are executed by going she calls. So, Akoshe Rabbele, even though the signatories are going stories are going, the officers of the court, usually they are going, so, Bishleim in regard to Shtaraye, so that's only the Raye Balme, let's say, if the Mechila took place to guest, and the Shtar is given only, to serve as evidence of the fact that the Sode was sold, was transferred from Uvin to Shimon. So then we understand as to why the Shtar executed by Goyim Shikot, even though the signatories are going Goyim, so still it is kosher. Because we are only interested in being without the fact, and we have, there is a presumption that courts don't lie. Courts don't lie. We mark it up, Shai. So the melee, it's a bill. So it's a bill. But Shtamatone, so through the Shtam, the title is transferred from Ruben to Shimon. So, and what Shtam requires Edim, and the Goy is postulated. So the melee, the Goy is postulated. So how can it transfer title? That's Gemara's question. So Gemara has two questions. The first question is that when the Mishnah says Kolash Torres, so it includes Shnori Matone also. But why is it valid? Because that's the law of the Malchus. The Melech, that's the law of the Melech. He issued the decree that any piece of land that is transferred to a deed that is executed by courts, he is capable, so is valid. So in other words, so that's the law of the Malchus. So in other words, so the title is transferred because the Malchus says so. And there is a loche in Dinamomenes that the Malchus says the Keyach to divest title, to be Markia Momen, and to invest title, to declare that the Momen that belongs to Ruben should belong to Shimon. And so in Melee, it is effective. So it's effective because of Dinamalchus in Dinamomenes. The boy is saying, "Metonei chutz mechigin roshi." The second question says that when the Mishnah says that when the Mishnah says, "Kol hashtoris deyu b'achoy shalom chovim," "Achu shemesmei b'chushom shirin chutz mechigin roshi avodim," it doesn't mean all shtorei b'momim. It means only shtorei rai chutz mechigin roshi, except for shtores that are like shtorei roshi. What is the essential feature of Get Ishok? It's Ishtakiyah, it's not Ishtakayah. So that means, according to the second question, all Shtore Matone, if they are executed by Goyish courts, are invalid. Even though we know that they say the truth, they don't lie in the court. So what? But it requires anything. A Goy is postulated. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Hoyin Machos of the Chomish Asa Shtore Matone, the Chomish, Shechismein Cheshis and Shechit Shechit. The Dinet Malchus Dinet. Now, there is a very important deal in Rashi. Rashi says, even though both parties involved, both litigants are Israel. In other words, Rashi implies, needless to mention, that in any case where one of the litigants is a goy, So of course Dine Malchus Bine. Then it goes without saying that Dine Malchus Bine. If one party in the litigation is a good. But the Chiddush of Shmuel is that even if both parties are Yisrael, and a goy is not a party, so then we could argue, so why should the law of the Malchus have any significance? It doesn't affect any goy, it affects only Jews. And Jews are bound by the dinamomness of the Torah, what I need to do with the Dine Malchus. So that's the Chiddush of Shmuel. The Dine Malchus, Dine, even vis-a-vis a sichsech, a litigation between two Jews. But it's mashma from Rashi that where one of the parties is a goy, then it's a portion that the Dine Malchus is affected. We have to understand why. Is there halacha Dine Malchus? And you know, there is. If there is, so then it's valid, even in the case where both parties are Jews. And this is Emes. Well, Rashi himself is saying it. And so why is it more of a Chiddush? And if there is no halacha of Dine Malchus, so then even if one of the parties is a goy, so what? If he's a goy, so is he achsi, just because he's a goy. We have to understand that. Chutzbach Gide Noshi, the lab ne krisis nini, hoi u nishankta vikir as ikinu kdushi. What does Rashi say? The lab ne krisis nini, hoi u nishankta vikir as ikinu kdushi. Rashi doesn't mean that's the only reason as to why So Jesus points out, Rashi doesn't mean that that's the only reason as to why a goy is possible to sign a get. That's one of the reasons. But there's another reason a goy is possible, ladies. And then by get there is a special aloche that only one who is mitiras kitnu kdushi is kosher ladies. But one who is not mitiras kitnu kdushi is possible, ladies. Alright, but Rashi mentioned one time. Gladly, because in the holy book, Shaykh says kitnu kdushi. Rashi here accords with the first Rashi in the Gemara, that when the Mishnah says Kol Hashkoros Lebachim Shal Yichomim Shehirim, it includes Shvarim Matone as well. Why is Shtar Matone valid when it's signed by Goyim Shel Judges? Why? Because Dine Malchus Edine. So why does Rashi say Avol Adin Nistam Nuneach? Because Dine Malchus Edine. What does it to do with Dine Nistam Nuneach? Because Dine Malchus Edine. So obviously Rashi is here explaining the basis for the halacha of Dine Malchus Edine. Well, after all, what is Dine Malchus Edine? Shmuel mentioned Dine Malchus Edine. That means, that Dine Malchus Edine means that applies to the Nomenes. I don't mean when I say it applies to the Nomenes that you don't have to have a regard for the Chok HaMalchus that has no shaykhes with the Nomenes. So there is an issue of being married in the Malchus. So you have to fulfill every law of the Malchus, as long as it's not inconsistent with the law of the Torah. Of course, if there is a law of the Malchus that is inconsistent with the law of the Torah, so that kind of law you don't have to observe. But if it's not inconsistent with the law of the Torah, you have to observe it. Because so whenever you violate the law, even a traffic regulation, so Yahmeri the Malchus. If you violate the law, so Yahmeri the Malchus. So there is no doubt that this osa. But that's not the din of Dine Malchus Edine. Dine Malchus Edine is something else. That applies only to Dine Malchus. That the Malchus has a keach to change Dine Malchus. Now, for example, the Gemara in Murakami says that if somebody invades a tax, he doesn't pay the tax that is due to the Malchus, to the Melech, so it's considered gez. It's considered gezlako. In other words, so if the Malchus imposes a tax, it becomes a debt, as if you borrowed it. So it's a chiyuv chayim. So the malchus has a keyach to change the ownership of a person. Not if let's say if ownership has been heretofore vested in Reuven, and the malchus says that if a certain person is delinquent in the payment of his taxes, so he saw that he's confiscated, and the one who pays for his taxes, he becomes the owner of his sode, then the Malchus said, then, through this law of the Malchus, title changes from Reuven to Shimon. So it's only Aloche in the Momenes. It's only Aloche in the Momenes. It has nothing to do, I mean, you'll find many rabbis, they mention Shmuel's dinner, the Malchus dinner, that you have to be loyal to the Malchus. You have to be loyal to the Malchus, but the Shmuel's member of dinner, the Malchus dinner, has nothing to do with it. Never mind that the Jewish press writes that capital punishment is all right because Shmuel says dinner, Malchus dinner. The one who wrote it doesn't know what he's writing, you see. Shmuel's dinner of dinner, Malchus dinner, only applies to the moments that he can change the ownership. Now, if the Malchus says, of course, if it's based upon reason, not if it's arbitrary, then it's not Dinan Malchus, then it's Gazlanus the Malchus, that also is an emission. But if it's based upon reason, upon logic, and it's for the Tevat Ne'am Dinan, so then the Malchus and the Keah to change title from one person to another. So why is the Ramban making, why is Rashi mention our Dinan Stamun? What does it to do with Dinan? Now, one of the Zion mitzvahs is Dinan. There is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is din? According to the Rambam, din means that every ume of goyim is mechuyev to have a system of courts. According to the Ramban, din means that they have to be done in the moments. In shomrim, you see, in mazik benizek. Let's say Ibn Eyach causes damage to another person, so he has to pay. Now, so the Ramor in his Chuvez has his own. Now, most Rishonim agree with the Shita of the Rambam. The Dini means Bnei Mamonis. So the Ramor in the Chuvez has his own. What does it mean, Bnei Eyach Anistar Ladini? The Ramban says in Chumash, Parshu Mishlach, Tikin Shomrim, Mazik Benizek, and so on. Does it mean that Bnei Eyach are bound by the same Bnei Mamonis of the Torah? In other words, if you believe in the Shemachino, so it's chayv for pshia. If you believe in the Shemachino, so it's chayv for nevah vede. If you believe in the Sheel, so it's chayv for bones. Or it means that the Neach are mechuyev to adapt the civil code. And then, and that civil code that they adapt, the Vidaito, is binding upon them. But not that they are bound by our demons. So that's the sophic raised by the Ramo, the Jews. And the Ramo says a very strange thing. There is a machlekes in Sanhedrin between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yitzchok. How do we deduce the Bnei Achar Mitzula Adina? So everybody deduces from the posse by the Sava and Shema Rekim or Odom Reina. We call it Agar Mochatech. So one man Dova and Rabbi Yechon deduces it, says, Elikim, Eilu Adina, Shenema, Beniga, Shpala, Bayis, Elohim. And then another man, that's Rabbi Yechon. And Rabbi Yitzchok says, So it's a question from which word dinim is deduced, whether from a king or from a tzav. So he says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that it's deduced from a king, so that means that they are bound by the dinim omnes that were given by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, dinim omnes of the Torah. And according to Rabbi Yitzchok, that is deduced from my tzar, so they are not bound by the demons of the Torah. But each Jew or each nation has the right, has the duty, not only the right, to adopt the civil code, and that civil code is binding upon them. I mean, it's very strange. I mean that they should be tailored in this. But everybody is relic in trouble. Everybody is relic. The Bashor is relic in Chagigah. And then the Marshal is chelik, and then it is, he was hundreds of years later, but he's also chelik under Ramo, not chelik under Ramo, because everybody is chelik under Ramo. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, so he says that there is no shayla that the Neach are not bound by the moments of the Torah, because it's very specific in dealing
Magid Rov Yaakov, Chukov, Mishpotim Yisrael, also Chim Chok Goy, Mishpotim Bal Nidoyim. What does Mishpotim mean? The Mishpotim Yisrael, Mishpotim Yisrael. So it says Mishpotim Bal Nidoyim. If they are bound by the Mishpotim of the Torah, Shema Sochor, and Shema Chinom, and Sheyel, and Dalud Obis Nizitin, Odom, and Sheyel, and Beir. So then, why is it Mishpotim Bal Nidoyim? So the Chaim Volozhin says that according to everybody, according to Yitzchak, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, didn't mean that they have to adopt this Mukom. As a matter of fact, from the Ramban in his Perush on Chumash, Ramban is written in Perush on Chumash, Parshe Meshalach. So by more, Shom Tzibo Chayim Mishpot. So that means that the Bnei Achud, that the more they want to start a deal. Now, what does it mean? So the more is the kasha, but the Yahu want to start a deal. Why the more? So the more says that the Yahu want to start with the Momenes, but not the Knosis. And the more the Israelites want Mitzvah and Knosis as well. So the Ramban, in explaining the deal, that they want to start a more, which is more, after all, they already, that was already after Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, and they already received certain mitzvahs of the Torah. In Mitzrayim they already did. So certain mitzvahs were revealed to the Israelites. So the Matan Torah, as the Rambam points out, so the Matan Torah began not at Sinai, but it began with Achivish HaZevochem, and that's the Pshat in Rashi. Omer HaBitzchok, Lohisha HaTurim HaTzricho LaHaschil of Achivish HaZevochem, Shein Mitzvah Rishenu Shein Stavu B'Yisroel. But that was before Sinai, that was in Mitzrayim. So the Matan Torah began with Moshe Rabbeinu, with the first mitzvah that was revealed through Moshe. What was the first mitzvah? Hachivis HaZelochem. So the Moro, so was already the Tzivuim of the Torah, because the Matan Torah began not with Sinai. At Sinai, so all the mitzvahs were revealed. But it began, Matan Torah began in Mitzrayim, with the revelation of Hachivis HaZelochem. So, and Moro was after that. So the Ramban says, in regard to the dinim of Mor, that it's not like the dinim Knosses, the dinim Omnes of the Torah. It only meant that the Jews were itstave at that moment to adapt their own dinim Knosses. So it's a kalachimah of logic. If in regard to the dinim of Mor, which is already part of the Tzibui HaTor, so it did not refer to the dinim Knosses of the Torah that were built later in Sinai. That the dinim of the Neyach, who have no shayches of Kabbalah at all, that it did not refer to the Mishpotim of the Torah. I mean, it's mistaken like that. Anyway, and all the poskim achilu ikat Ramon. And Ramon himself is stated machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Yitzchak. So the Meila does the pshat in Rashi. Rashi agrees with Ramban that dinim means dinim omenes. And what does dinim omenes mean? Bein Rabbi Yechon and Bein Rabbi Yitzchak, it means that every nation among the Mesaimov is obligated to adopt the civil code. You know, there shouldn't be chaos. It should be happy. And that civil code is binding upon them. So the Meila, that's why Rashi says, Didine Malchus Adine, Ve'ava Pishan Yisimam Kabun Yisraelim. Because, needless to mention a case where one of the parties is going to the Neach. So he is Mechuyim to adopt this new code. What does it mean? Is Mechuyim to adopt this new code and to violate it? So what's the purpose of adopting a civil code if it can be violated? So the purpose of adopting a civil code is that it should be enforced. So the melee, it's needless to be mentioned. Shmuel didn't have to tell us that if one of the parties is a goy, so then the Dina Malchus is effective. Because just as in the case where both parties involved in the litigation are going, so of course the Dina Malchus is effective. Because that's part and parcel of the Aloch of Dini, that they have to adopt civil codes, a civil code in the Mormonist, and that will be binding upon them. So mainly if one of the parties is going, so it's effective even when God is spoiled the other party. But the Kiddush of Shmuel is that even if both parties are Israeli, it's still effective. Why? Because that's the basis for the Malchus Adine. Why do we say the Malchus Adine? Because they are mechuyev to adopt the civil code. Of course, they are only mechuyev to adopt the civil code in respect to the Neach. They are not mechuyev to adopt the civil code for the Jews. But if the Melech, who is mechuyev to adopt the civil code for certain members of his people, of his country,
So if he does adopt the same code and he imposes them upon the Jews who live in his country as well, so the memory is violent. So in other words, the basis of Dine Malchus and Dine is the halacha. This is what Rashi says. So the melee is mechuyim the melech to adapt the civil code of in respect to the go to the neneach. So the melee, if he imposes the same civil code upon the Jews who live together with the neneach, so it's also like this.
January 25th, 1979, on Thursday.
Sixth line, Bishlein the Rabbonon, Minyon and Mutiho the Rabmeya. So the Rabbonon had a purpose in mentioning that Bishlein Shevori, Bishlein Shevori, Shevori Kidinoshi Chavod, in order to advise us that in regard to Chazore, there is no analogy between Getisho and Shtashichu. By Shtashichu, the Odin cannot be Chazir, and by Getisho, the Baal can be Chazir. So that's the purpose. But Rav Meir, what's the purpose of mentioning the number? El Rav Meir, Rion, Limute Mal, Limute Hoditan, Eidim Sheyedim Lachte, Mikarilem Yocholok, Mikarilem Yocholok, וממלא מסקרויים דיוי. אומר רבשים גמליאל, במדבר מבורים, בגדנושים, אבל שחרבודים, ושוקל השדורס, אם ידים ושלחת עם חייסמים, ואם לא עם חייסמים, סופרי אמר לך שמת. Why does רבשים גמליאל discuss three, and the Tanakama doesn't mention it? He just mentions מיקרים לו. So the Gemara says, חסור ואחסר, לא רק קונית. In other words, the Tria is mentioned in the words of the Tanakhama as well. In the words of Tanakhama. Eidim Shein Yedim. This is how you should read the Tanakhama. Eidim Shein Yedim Likreis. Kerel Ifneyem Bechais. Vishein Yedim Lachdei. Mikar Lamuya Cholok. Mal Zak Kol Yoy. Om Rav Shein Lamuya. Amed Wa Amurim. Vignosh. Amed Shein Havadu Shokan Shtores. אם ידעים לי שזה לא אחתם, חייס לי, ריבה בין חייס לי. נעלה צד רשע, וזה מחלק את כן רשע קייסס, על זה פשעת, אם יקר מיון, מיון חלוק. מיון הדקטונת בשווי שום. So, מיקר להם מיון חלוק, so, is לעקו כמאי, לעקו כמיקר להם מיון חלוק. מיקרים להם יוחלוק, מיסרתי, נמי סקרצ' אלו, וראשני, הוא יבסקי, וסקרצ' את הנאמס. מיסרתי מראשני, מיסק על היו, השני ישראל, ובואים להעידים, ומאו להם סקרוי אינדיות. So somebody else scratches with an eye the names of the eight, and then the eight, over the scratch, they are מאו להם יהיה. Now this is Rashi's pshat. Tesis pshat is that they take a piece of paper and then somebody else on behalf of the Eidim tears out the names, let's say Yesod and Shimon. So in the piece of paper he writes out a yud and then we put it on a parchment, that piece of paper in which the names are torn out, carved out by tailor. So that piece of paper is placed on the parchment, and then they, even though they don't know how to sign the names, but here it's like a stencil. So in other words, they just are mimala begin. Alright. Begitin Oshi, Mishutakones Agones. Now why? So in this case, in the case in connection with Eidim Sheni Yidin Lachdei, there is no analogy between Gidinoshim and Shechavodim. Only in Gidinoshim we are making, but in Shechavodim not. Why? Gidinoshim should be called as Agunis. Shemo Yirtze, Zeh HaMegarish, Lifrish Bayam, or in Yisukon, Shereich Yudokalim,
There is no equally. Even though Tetzes says that So that is considered also evil. So we see that by Shichol it's also evil. The answer is, of course, there is an element of evil by Shichol also. But it's a question of degree. By the Digun of Shichol manifests itself in being also out of Erev Bascherim and in not being Mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. Mashem came the Igun of an Isha. That's more of a hardship. So in other words, so certain things we are only making because of the greater degree of Igun. That is only, that Likabe, the Edim Shigid Vachte, so require a higher degree of Igun. Mashem came Likabe, the Mones of Ishliach, to say for that for Nechtam, who require a lower degree of Igun. Alright. Now, let's see the thesis. Amal Pishach is made of the Chobi, Kshir, Chutz Vigitinosh. Eber Vemeri, the Chismeyem of the Chobi, in Yishlif Seir. Now Rashi says, Rashi mentioned just one reason as to why a Goy is possible as an Itchsim and a Get. Because he's not Mitirat Gitmung Yishlif. But that's only one reason. There are other reasons. That reason is also true. But there are other reasons. So, Vemeri, the Chismeyem of the Chobi, if he get, if a get is signed by Goyim, so it is possible for several reasons. Number one, the chesmin in combination of Yisrael of Mishikos with Yisrael, the love of Yisrael. One is because they have to be in bed crisis. They have to be in crisis. Kidam bin Likam. Behind. A second reason is why. If he goes, signs. If he not, signs again. So it's possible, midraise, because it requires lishmo. Vimikichobim, adaitin abchikob. Kidam bin Sipirik Veitz. Because the chesine has to be lishmo. That's the second reason. Another, a third reason, is not according to all the shape. The time of Lishmo is according to all the shape. But the third reason that Jesus mentions is not according to all the shape. Because at that point there is a machlekes Hashem as to whether Ksimisaket and Ksimisaket require Shmichas from the Baal. So there are some of the sheet of the Rili is that Ksimisaket and Ksimisaket requires Shmichas from the Baal. Ksimisaket al limit Rav Lezer and Ksimisaket al limit Rav Meir. Al limit Rav Meir. So requires shliches from the Baal. That's the sheet of the Ri. Why? Because the Torah says vikosa. So according to the Ri, what does vikosa mean? That the Baal should be cased. That the Baal should be cased. Now, so how is it if the Sefer is just as good? The answer is because the Baal appoints the Sefer the Shliach. So it's shliches lo nikemeisei. But we have to resort to shliches. But Teisa Shitei is not like the Ri. Here, that's the Ri sheet. That's the Rishi, Veimari, but Teis Vishite is not like that. That Vikosa doesn't mean that the Baal has to write it. And we don't have to resort to Shliches. But the Teis says that from base, that Vikosa Baseifakon. Vikosa Baseifakon. But the Rishi is that Vikosa implies that the Baal has to write it. So the Mele, if the Sefer writes it, so it has to be based upon the din of Shluch Shlom Kemeis. And the Nochri is not a Shliach. The Nochri is not a Shliach. So the male, it's possible. They love the Shliach as Nimu. They in Shliach as Nimu. Chob. Umidibi non sheye mal the Sefer Mirti. Umidim chasumu mashma de boye Shliachus. Mashma de boye Shliachus. But this Vishite is no. That's our Nochri of Tzibu. And without tzibu, so it's not that tzibu is required with raise because we need shliches. No, that's halachim lishmo. Because by mishmo, by get, we don't say stoma mishmo kohen. So the melee, when is it considered lishmo? Only if the baal is mitzav. And the aloha is that the lishmo itself has to be affected by the baal. The lishmo itself has to be affected by the baal. Now the shita Rambam means there is a machlikes in the Gemara. So there's a machlokes in Gemara. Suppose someone, the Baal, appointed the shliach to deliver the get to the ish. Get to the ish. And then he's mevar. So of course, the shliach cannot hand over the get to the ish, because there is certainly chal bittul on the shliaches. Or the divul mevar to divul. But there's a machlokes in Gemara that on the base of the base. Whether between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishes, whether Chayza or Megarish Bey, or Reina Chayza or Megarish Bey. So Rav Nachman Omar, Chayza or Megarish Bey. That even if the Baal was mevatel the Shliaches, was mevatel the get, after he appointed the Shliach, so if he wants to hand over the same get to the Isha, he can hand over, and maybe the Rav Sheishes, because the people was chal. The people was chal only on the shliaches, but if he wants himself to hand over to get to the issue, he can. The Rav Sheishes somar ein echizam garish bei. Vihil chesek avosei the Rav Nachman. So we pass like Rav Nachman that chizam garish bei. But there is a machlikas v'shem. Some v'shem say that according to Rav Nachman that chizam garish bei. So it's only because when the Baal is mevatel the get, so the intention of the Baal is to be mevatel the shliaches. Even if he says, get sheshalachta lechobotel. Even if he says, get sheshalachta lechobotel. So the kabbalah is to be mevatel the shliaches, not the get itself. So the melee, if he wants to use the same get in the giving it to the Isha, so Chizam Garishbei. Masha'imke, if he'll say the Feresh, and when I say get Ze Sheshalach Lechobotel, I mean not just to be mevatel the Shliches, but I mean to be mevatel the get itself. So then it's in Chizam Garishbei. Other Rishim Achirim, that's the Shittas Rambam. Now the question is, according to the Rambam, I mean, how can he be mevatel the get? How can he be mevatel the get? Can you say, I mean that if somebody writes something and then not mevatel it? The answer is because even if we say that ksivas haget does not require shlichas from the Baal, and Estesia says that mikosav has reference to the sefer, but it's aloche of lishmo, and how is lishmo affected? It's tomelav lishmo koeh. But the lishmo is affected through the tzivua baal. In other words, if the baal directs the sefer to write the get for him and for his wife and for the geirishin, so then the lishmo is affected in the get itself. In other words, the lishmo is not just a maise that the sefer has to do. In other words, when the sefer writes the get lishmo on the directive of the baal, so then it's like, it is, he's reserving this document for this baal and ishon for this geirish. So this sets aside the get for this geirish. So it affects the chaleis in the get. And who affects the chaleis in the get? Not the sefer. Even if it's not based upon shliaches, it's the baal. So the mele sees the baal through his sibul to the sefer, affects the lishmo, and the get becomes reserved and mukhshah for this geirishin. So the mele, the baal is inviting to be mivatim to lishmo, to know to the gain of lishmo, because it is he to the same aloche of positive and battle dibu, because through his sibul the lishmo can be affected in the get, and through his bittul he can negate the lishmo in the get. The lishmo is a chaleis in the get itself. Because by writing the get Rishima, Baal Rishima Isho, so the Baal reserves and qualifies the get for this get. So the male, that's why Sibu is miyaked with rice, and without Sibu, so it's not Lishmo, because it's not allowed Lishmo. But through Tzivu, the Baal affects the Lishmo. But without Tzivu, so Memele, there is no Lishmo. So that's a third reason. And the fourth reason is the Psul Leines. In Kolatere Kule, it goes for Leines. But he will have made the Hazard Boy and the Psul Leines. We should see. Check out the Bohi, we have a Dochi Bum in Mitzvahs, Abun in Kondla Bohi Bum, Pshit in the Post. So in other words, how many reasons does Tezis mention as to why? A Dochi cannot be an Ixime and a Get. One reason is because it's not an Ixis, not a Kudushi. A second reason is because not Lishmo. A third reason is because not like Ben Shlichas. And the third reason, so there's a Machlech Lashem. A fourth reason is because, in general, a Nochri is postulated. So even if it's a Chois, so a Nochri is postulated to a group. Whether he's honest or not honest, it doesn't make any difference. Even if he's the most honest person in the world and he never lies. But a Nochri is postulated. Is postulated. And then Teisa says, "V'chidim lav neiris ninu hoyaro." After the kol shkoyu seim ba'choy shol bichovim livsum matir. After the isom einim raye. So Teisa says that with the raise, even a star that is signed by judges, who loy ma'aren afshayim, who don't misrepresent the facts in a star, so we have no doubts as to the truth of what is mentioned in the shtar. So with the rice it's still possible. Why? Because the goy is possible in this. So the melee, it couldn't be better than the shtar that is signed by Mishavar, two brothers. There we certainly have no choshes as to the truth. But it's because Sakoso claiming absolute in this. So in Nochri is possible in this. So even though it's ishtaraye, so with the rice it's still possible. Aber da kann der Rabbonu, ich habe gekommen, bis an die Seine Schemes, mit Magen auf Schei. Ich komme mit dem Stamatone, ich komme mit dem Kamon, die Chaspe war und so. Aber da bekomme ich, die Kuschte komme, aber ich bin da rein, kann ich da. Na du, so die Kutze, sinds mit der Reise, die Kudes, sinds mit der Reise in Waschtorerei, so ich gehe ins Postleines. Even we know that they are telling the truth. Because it's Ixer Sakoso, we know he's Moslemites. But it's Takon Eschachonim, so maybe the Takon Eschachonim applies to Shtam Atone too. After all, Hefke Bezden Hefke, so the Chachonim could be Misake. But Atone also, that with Rabono, a goy, Sime, should be kosher. So then he says, no. It could be, it could have been like that, if the Chachonim had decided like that. But the Chachonim decided that only in Shtam Raya, where the purpose of the Shtam is only to be valid effect. Then a goy, like a choyes, who tell the truth, should be kosher. Masha'im came by story, Matone was a story kinyan, with through the shtar, the kinyan has to be affected, so there, in a choyes, is possible. Abel ka, the kamna ni kushti koma, mishin dare, kan shtar, u mai de mukmino lo bein nisir ad rebleze, heich ni kosri Yisrael, lo nips lo al tam, mizu yem teiche. Now, so teis vishite is, that b'choyes, even b'shtorerai, b'choyes, so it is only kosher with the rabbon, with the rice it's possible. But lo yibre sadel l'shachre. So, but still, even though the purpose of the eides is only to be far effect, but if there is exercise, akosu al pishnayim eidim yokundom. So in other words, Besdin cannot act on the basis of stam evidence. Besdin has to act only on the basis of the rayobins, not on the basis of stam evidence. The best ray is now the himore in Ksuve says that now there is aloche in the Kabbalah, it is balayim. Kabbalah says it cannot be balayim. Then there is aloche of Nitehishir Dilemari. So, certainly in the moments, in the Foshes, there is Machlikes, Matalpon, and Akivet. But in the moments, according to everybody, so there is a loch of Nitehishir Dilemari. Suppose Bez sees that Ruben borrowed from Shimon $1,000, so it's not necessary that this Bezin should stand before another Bezin, and the other Bezin will be become ladies. Since the Bezin themselves saw, so it is actually, but it doesn't mean that since the Bezin saw, so they know, so what's the purpose of being Mikabel? It is, since they know, no, that's not the pshat. Because if that had been the pshat, so even if Bezin would see our way at night, so they should be able the next morning to sit down and to pass on the basis of the Talmud. So the halacha is, the Gemara says, in Ksuves, no. If Bezin sees our way at night, so then we do not say with Eshmid and Riyah. Because the pshat with Eshmid and Riyah is that the Riyah is al-Pedin considered as the Kabbalah says. As a Kabbalah says. In other words, just as there's a loche, it machsum ashtar nashkakus in the Bezin. So Bezin does not have to do anything. The Baal Ashtar produces the Shtar and it's considered as if Bezin had been Mikabel. So if Bezin sees, he certainly sees Alvoye or Mechire or whatever, so sees in the daytime, since Kabbalah says this is Shayach in the daytime, so it's considered as if Bezin had been Mikabel days. But only if the Riyah took place in the daytime. But if the Riyah took place in the nighttime, not. So the Gemara says, but by Kim Shtores, so since it's only the Rabbanon, so Memele, even if it's in the night, so it's alright. But something that is in the Raise, so only if Bezin saw in the daytime, but if Bezin saw in the nighttime, then they have to be made before another Bezin and be recovered. There it is. But they know, why should it be made? They saw the night time, but still they know. They saw the Alboy. So we see that there is a Zakosu of Al-Pishnai made in Yokum Dovo. That Bezin cannot act. Bezin has no keyach to act except on the basis of Agorizim. And just because Bezin knows, that's nothing. Bezin knows, that's nothing. There has to be a Kabbalah says. Has to be, even when it's only right. So that's the reason as to why he says it's only the Rabban. This is Tezis. However, the Tezis read, and the Akhluban read, and the Yimore, Koposi Mitone, Roshne Mecha, Roshne Matore, Bishle Mecha, Mechiyo Yusuzi Kamayu, Mikone, Ushtore Hayu Malnu, Dibuyo Yusuzi Kamayu, Ademara Nafshayi, Mikasu Nishtore, Elo Matone, Bimaiko Kone, Lav Vahishtore, Vahishtore Chasu Malnu, Vahishtore Chasu Malnu. So in explaining that this is written, explaining the Gemara's Kashi, the Gemara says, Haishtore Chasu Malnu, Peu Shtamaton Ushkizu, the second big line that this is written. Shtamaton Ushkizu, so it nikno loch, and so kinyin al biku vashtar kele iso, ki itna mechotsim shish, ma chayes, ni mechazim shtam chazok, Vahishtore Chasu Malnu, so nikho shtar, so nikho shtar, so nikho shtar, ואיזה סלבחו במיני כלום, ואהב מוקד מכאן ולמד, ונפשי מקום מוקד מיני אידס נעתר, ונאי דלמין עלי ביוסי ליבנה, סעדר ומשקחה, וכאילו שני ימי דין דם יאידס, אבל בתור השקים תום ביטוסון, שייפים שני ימי דין מלכון הקר כרשתר, אם אין שום אידים, או יסי איש לבחו במיני כלום. So he says, that even though it's not an אידס, still, we can mind them. Why? Because since we know that he tells the truth, so it's Likorat and it was Galdi. What does that imply? That Midrashi is kosher. It's not kosher Midrashi say this, but it's kosher Midrashi extraneous view. Midrashi is a choche, like Miguel, like Chazoke, like Chol. So in other words, so it is a speed is chemical thesis. According to the text, it's even Bashtor and Mechiret. Where is the Rai Baume? So it's only Rabbanon, Midrai, it's not kosher, because there is Exeras HaKosu. Oh, Al-Pishnai Meidim Yokum Dovo, there is Exeras HaKosu. Of Al-Pishnai Meidim Yokum Dovo, but according to the text, it's kosher Midrai. Now, so what? How about Mishavari? So we can say that according to this is reading Ranam, Mishavari will be signed on a star ayah and star mechiret will also be kosher. When the Gemara says Mishavari is not kosher, the Gemara means that they are not kosher with the Mercedes. But it's regard to Mike. So, if they are not kosher with the Mercedes, so the Mele, if they are signed on the Shtamatone, and Shtamatone is the Shtakinye, so the Mele, just Reyes, is not enough. But in the Chanane, and the Shtamachir, and Mishelam is also kosher with the Reyes. Not with the Mercedes. Not with the Mercedes. That is a sweet good say. Now, so then you ask again that is a sweet, Monavishah. If the thesis which it is, that where it's only the right, so that even if it was not the Nikos, so it's Likorat and Nike, so why should the case were based in themselves, so the Alokhi? So then, Balayu, so then the Alokhi is that they have to testify, and the best has to be recovered. But, Monabshach, if they Chochen Mure, an extraneous Chochen Mure is enough, so the real by Bezdin isn't that a Chochen Mure? So why do we have to resort to Kabbalah say this? And if Hu Bayim, so it's on the basis of the Shrei Don Maria, so then there is Kabbalah say this. So there is Kabbalah say this. So we could say that the Shita of the Tesis 3 is that besides the Halacha of Shnei Mit Mechudobo, there is Halacha that we connect on the basis of other people also, like Chol, Mige, Chazoke. So that's the sheet of the thesis three. Also, but then you ask, Monefshah, if we best can be made Simon on the basis of other people in the Nades, no, not after this. So why does the Gemara Ksuba say that only by Kim Shtores? So if Bezin itself had the Riyah, so it's good. Even though it was Balaylo. But by something that is in the right say, so if it is Balaylo, so they have to become like this. So the answer is, true, other Berurim are also enough. But it has to be a Biur, a general Biur. Like Chazok in the Pariah Bissel's money, or Roh. So it's a general bureau. Mashiach came when Bezdin sees something. Is it a general bureau? This Bezdin knows because they saw, but another Bezdin doesn't know. So the Melech, so since there is a Locha of Mishnai Meinim Yokum Dovo, so it means that Bezdin cannot act on the basis of the fact that Bezdin knows. Either there has to be Kabbalah say this, or there has to be a bureau, a general bureau, like Miguel Chazoke, Ro. But just because Bez knows, but it's not a general bureau, so with the eyes we cannot take. So the Mela takes a switchy days, but Bachoyes is a general bureau. Because all Achoyes, there is a Chazoke Mundane, little Marasha, yes, what is it?
Maybe
if
I just
Kabbalah Seydes, but not Kabbalah Zbir. So that's the Shita of the thesis. That's the Shita of the thesis. Now, the same Kasha that I mentioned in connection with the Shita of the thesis from the Gemara Ksuvetz and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says that even by the Momenes, where it's only the Bure, so if Bezdin had the Riyas only if they saw at the end, they don't have to be Kaleidas. But if they saw Balaimo, they have to be Kaleidas, and they cannot pass them that Rubin has to pay $1,000 a shinin just because Bezdin themselves saw. So this same Kashe that the Sives asks against the Rambam. Now, The Rambam mentions a big chiddush in Hilchos Aravot, that the Dayan can act on the basis of his own will. The Rambam says in Perek Chavdalet Milches Aredwin, Aloche Aleph as follows. Yesh li Dayan modei b'dini momenes al pi advorim shedai dimei tohem shein emes ve'adobo chodok b'libei שוקי אבופי שאין שומרי ברורי ואין צורך לי מהרים הוא ידע בוודאי שהדורקי שהוא דון כפי מה שידע כת הרי שנסחי עוד משווי בבז לא מדי עוד משווי נסחי שדאי נשמח את זה הפוך שזהו איש חוש לא השבועי איש לדאי לה וחשבוי על שכנגדי ואיש בביניתי הוא יביסום חודאי תשודאי לא דבר זה אפילו איש איש אוהב את נמוני מצרי. So that is based upon the Gemara in Ksuvos, upon the Gemara in Ksuvos, that a certain Amore acted on the basis of a testimony made by an Isha. Why? Because that Amore knew that Isha wouldn't lie. Alright. Abro Hoyso Isha, here in the Gemara in Ksuvos, Hoy Mumotso Adoro Chozok Vinochi, Bilibe Isemi Cholok Vidam, Vinzol Chimarim Yoda, who adds me, she's a Chosh. וכן אם יוצא שלחים לפרונו ואומר לי אודם שסומך או לא, אפילו איש לא יקורא. זה פרוע, אם סומכות הייתי על דבורו, ויש לו אימא לזה, לא יתיפרע לו בשבוע. או אם הוא יולב שלחים לאחר, יתפרע לזה, שלניב גם שטורי כלל, ויומי על זה שניב גם שטורי, בדברי ריחות, ויש לך שטר, בפרונו, לא יודע בבית, כפי מה שיראה. וכן מי שבוא וטוען שיש לו כל מיני צופלאים, שמיד לא יצא בוי, ולא שם סימונים ובוקים, ולא יוזה עתים ובוקים. ליקון זלבי זה הוא איש המאיס, אם יודע דיין שזה המאיס, אם הוא עמוד, ולהסליחית בזה. וסומכו דייתי שזה החיפית של המאיס מציעים מן הירשי, וניס בזה הוא עמוד בי, ולא שם סימונים. וכן כל כך יעצם זה, שאין הדובו מוסור אלוני בשל דיין, לפי מה שאיר עליהם, שהוא דין האמס. אם כן, או בואי צריך אותי כמו שני עדים, שבזמן שיביאו את מידיים שני עדים, יודן על פי דוסון. אף על פי שאני יודע, אם באמס יעידו, אוי בשקר. זה הרמב"ם מנשן סוף שתאורי חידש. הרמב"ם says, that the dayan, in the moment is not in the nefoshes. In the nefoshes there is a special love that I say. That Sanhedrin cannot be done on the basis of extraneous evidence. I mean, circumstantial evidence, but it's not just circumstantial evidence. Even if it's more than circumstantial evidence has the connotation of something that is not conclusive. Something that is conclusive, and so is not even called circumstantial evidence. But there is a special law that Bezdin cannot act, Sanhedrin cannot act, Vinoki Vitzanik al Tarek. So the Rambam mentions it as a law that I say for Bezdin to be done in person, the Foshes, on the basis of Omdet. On the basis of Omdet. But, so that law applies to the Foshes, not to the Momenes. So the Momenes not only isn't there a law, it can be done. If a Dayan has an Omdet, not only if the Dayan himself, let's say, feels that a certain person is higher than Shuye, is a Foshes. He didn't. He has such an Omdet. But if, let's say, the Rambam mentions an example. Suppose somebody became a Chuyev Shvuyah. He's a Minim Miktsas, he's Chayev Shvuyah. And then a certain woman, who is the dying considers very, very reliable. Very reliable, it's like...